All right, our latest addition to the virus family, the Grinning Gray virus. First of all, with the requirements being 3,000 or less attack, it is very broad. It can be applied to various different themes, which is good. But while the criteria is broad, honestly, from the look of things, this card looks like it may only be viable for monsters with over 2,000 attack, because otherwise, given a choice to send a card from the hand or the deck to the graveyard, the opponent's going to send the card from the deck to the graveyard. Not only that, but it's going to fill their graveyard and they could possibly trigger an effect off of this. However, the effect it gets when the monster has 2,000 or more attack seems very good. It destroys all monsters among them, not just 1,500 or less like deck devastation virus, and it even negates their effects during that turn. So this card is potentially very powerful. However, I still think I'm giving it a very similar assessment here that I would have given deck devastation virus in 2005. Of course, power creep means that this is a better version of deck devastation virus, but it still can be situational. You're still going to need a suitable target to activate it, or it's complete crap, and how effective it will depend on the matchup you're against. Generally, I see this as more of a side deck card, and those who are maining it may not want to main more than one of them. But, you know, this could definitely change depending on the meta. So overall, this is a positive review for sure, but it all depends on when and how you're using this card.